This is a beautiful prayer that our acharyas tell is written by Rupa Goswami, Radhakrishna production. Onindra Vrinda Bandhate Chilokashoka. Onindra Vrinda Bandhate. So all of the first line is all adored by all the best of sages. Onindra Vrinda Bandhate. Vrinda means a group of, and Indra means all the great munis. Munis, great sages. Indra means all the best. Indra means the best or the king. Muni Indra. Munindra Vrinda Bandhate. She's adored by the best of all the best of sages. Then Triloka Shoka Harini. So Triloka Shoka Harini. Shoka means lamentation, unhappiness, discomfort. And Triloka means the three worlds. Doesn't sit like that. Triloka Shoka Harini. Harini means to take away, to remove, to dissolve, to dissipate. So Triloka Shoka Harini, Radharani takes all the miseries out of the three worlds. All the miseries, all the difficulties, she takes everything away. But simply you have to call on her name and do her seva. Vrijendravana Nandini, she's a Nandini, she's the beloved daughter of her father, Vrijendravana Maharaj, king of Vrindavan. And there's another king of Vrindavan, he's the king of Barsana. But then there's the king of Nandagam, and that's Vrijendra. It's the other Vrijendra, that's Nanda Baba. So, Suno Sangate. Suno means son. So, Sangate means, as you know, Sangha, Satsanga, Sadhusanga. So, Radharani also goes for Sadhusanga. She associates. Sadhu means, Sangha means association. So, she's always associating with the son of the king of Nandaga. She's always associating and mixing and relishing the association, intimate association. With Krishna. When will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of overflowing grace? That's verse 1. And then, Ashoka Vriksha Valari. So, Valari means creepers or lata, and Vriksha means trees. And Mandapastite. Pitana Mandapastite, she's situated, seated on a wonderful mandap, a wonderful throne. Beneath a canopy, Vitana, Valri Vitana. Beneath a canopy. Canopy means like umbrella, like chata. Because the trees are there, four trees on each side of the kunj. And then the latas are going up, the creepers are going up the trees, and then they hang over the branches go like that, and the creepers go. They form a very nice, beautiful roof over the kunj. And so she's always situated on a nice asan there. Vitana Mandapastite. Then, now we describe something about her feet. Angri. Angri means feet. Aruna. Aruna means like the sunrise. Udila Aruna Puravabhagi. When the rising sun. Aruna Angri. Komale. Komo means soft. Like our faith. Our faith is Komala Shraddha. Very soft faith. As explained, the Kanishtha Adhikari has very soft faith. He can confirm. He can break his faith at any moment. That's why we sometimes joke. We say, yes, today Guru, tomorrow Guru. Today, oh, I have faith. You're my Guru. You're everything. Guru, 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 Guru. Then a year later, forget this ISKCON. Forget these Gurus. They're all Guru. Guru means cow. Guru means heavy, laden with knowledge. Heavy with knowledge and realization and prema. This is Guru. But Guru means heavy with milk. Or maybe no milk, maybe dry cows. So today Guru, tomorrow Guru. You accept the Guru in your mind, then you reject in your mind. Because the mind has two functions, sankalpa and vikalpa. So Guru has to be, you don't accept Guru. Guru accepts you. And you accept Guru in your heart. That heart acceptance takes much time. Mind acceptance is you just move into a temple and everyone says, this is the Guru, this is the Guru. You have to get chant 16 rounds, get initiated. Oh, okay, okay. And you're initiated. But it's only mind acceptance. So I don't really know him. I never met him. Anyway, forget him. So Guru to Guru. So her lotus feet, this is Komala Shraddha. So her Komala, her Angri Komale, her feet are very, very soft. And Prabha, they give off a light. They're very glowing. Pinkish glow. Prabha Arun. Her feet have a very beautiful pinkish glow. and they're naturally radiant and colorful. So her feet are very soft and they're very glowing, although the satis and mundris, they often have the service of painting Radharani's feet with black dye. So that's a nice meditation. So meditate on painting Radharani's feet with black dye. So those feet are very, very soft. So they're automatically already red. They're already beautifully red. And the top of her feet are golden. There's a beautiful one meditation for the sadhaka is to meditate on the where the two colors meet. The point in Radharani's feet, where the bottom of her feet meet the top of her feet. The bottom of her feet is red. The top of her feet is golden. So how high up does the red come and how much down does the gold go? If you have white feet, your feet are white all over. But Radharani's feet are golden on the top and beautiful pink on the bottom. Beautiful. So they're painting, the Sakis Mandris are painting, they're decorating this lac dye on those feet. But they're already naturally red. But just to do some seva. It doesn't require, they're already beautifully red. And moreover, by having that lac dye on her feet, then she can mark her footprints in Vrindavan. And people like Uddhava and other rishis and sages that are praying to become Gomalatas, Gomalata in Vrindavan, they can receive the beautiful they can receive the dust of Radharani's feet when the black dye falls off her feet when she walks on the moist grass. And there's six seasons in India. One season is called the dewy season. Dewy season means Himanta. Means after summer and autumn, then the air becomes wet at night. Now the air is dry at some. But in the winter time, it's wet at night. And in the morning, the grass is full of what we call dew. I don't know what you say, dew. But water, some pani is there. So Uddhava Mahashaya wants to be a grass like that and have Radharani walk in it in the morning time on that wet grass, and then that wet grass will wipe off that lac dye on top of his grass body, little blade of grass, and he'll be very happy, ecstatic. So Prabhala Vala Palava. So this Prabhala means the I think it's coral. Prabhala means coral. Coral is a type of stone like grows in the ocean. You know, it's like a plant that grows in the ocean, then it dries out and makes like coral, red jewelry. Seen red? That comes from the ocean. But it's some plant and it becomes hard, like jewelry. And so Prabhala Vala Palava. So her coral-colored, freshly sprouted leaf buds. Her soft and delicate lotus feet radiate a pinkish glow. What color is that pink of her feet? Like coral leaf buds. When there's a flower bud and a leaf bud. Leaf bud means when a leaf is still closed. If you ever examine trees when you're a kid or whatever, you look at trees, the leaf is all curled up. It's a bud. And then it opens up into a leaf. Just a leaf. The way it's such a beautiful design. Krishna packs up the leaf. He rolls it up like that and packs it in the bud. And then it just opens so beautifully. So with that color, that leaf bud, usually it has some pink to it. The leaf is green, of course. But when the bud is there, when it's covered with a small seed covering of this leaf bud, and then the bud is pink, and then it goes off, and the green leaf opens up. So her feet are like that. Then, varavayat spurat kare. Kara means hand. You say hat. Varavayat spurat kare. Spurat means to manifest. And abai means fearlessness. Vaya means fearless. I mean fear. So abai means fearlessness. And vara means benedictions, blessings. So Radharani, she offers blessings with her upraised hand. That's why you see some Radharani deities are busy dancing, and so they don't have time. They bless by enchanting, the indirect blessing. But some Radharani deities have their hand up for their blessing more directly. So this is describing this type of Radharani. But Radharani Vrindavan is simply dancing. And they asked Prabhupada, they said, Radharani is... And Vrindavan, Prabhupada, Radharani is different than other temples, because everywhere Radharani is holding lotus flower, like Lakshmi, lotus flower one hand, and her right hand is up. This is Vrabhayat Spurat Kare. She's offering benediction. This is benediction. So they said, Prabhupada, why is that? And he said, oh, that's because Radharani and Vrindavan, she's always dancing, and if she was to stop dancing, then everything would be finished. If she stops dancing in Vrindavan, then everything is finished. Therefore, she's known as Gandharvika. She's such a wonderful dancer. So she, In Vrindavan, Radharani's blessings are indirectly, but she's inviting the conditioned souls to join with Krishna in the rasa dance. That is invitation. They come and say, look, I'm dancing with Krishna. You want to dance with Krishna? You have to dance. You have to follow me. So this is indirect benediction. Number three, Ananga-ranga mangala. So Ananga means Cupid, who lost his body. Ananga, no body. Anga means body and An means without. So it's a name for Cupid, Kandarpa, Panchashore. Ranga means play. Mangala means auspicious. So she's, translations. Oh yeah. Then Prasanga Bangura Bruham, Savibramam Sasambramam Drigantavanapandana. So Driganta means her eyes, corners of her eyes. Vanapantanai means arrows. And then Savibramam Sasambramam. Brahma means illusion, like Brahma Vimohan Leela. And Brahman means illusion or bewilderment. So Radharani continuously subdues Krishna into complete surrender unto herself by piercing him with the arrows of loving glances shot from the corners of her eyes. So it's explained that the eye is like a bow. The eye is like a bow. You have a bow, and then you have a string. The string is the eyebrow. The eyebrow is the string. And the eye is the arrow. So that's why we see then the temples like the Brahmacharinis, as soon as they go like this, you know, to the Brahmacharis, then they're finished. You know, they just, you know, move their strings of their bows. This is a string because, you know, they blink their eyes or, you know, like that. Then he's, oh, I'm finished. So he gets shot in the heart. With the arrow over eyes. Oh, Krishna is the same way. Nanda Nandane. Pratita Nanda Nandane. Pratita means he surrenders. Nanda Nandana, the son of Nanda Baba, he becomes controlled by the glances of Radharani. These glances laden with amorous delusions, Ananga, inspire Shyam with feelings of most reverential submission. Pratita means submission. Nirantaram Vashi Krita. This is further enhanced by Radha's crookedly bending eyebrows that dance with the most auspicious interest of God of love. Nirantaram Vashi Krita. Taditsuvarna Champaka, number four. So this describes the form of Radharani, complexion. And there's nothing to compare her complexion to. But Rupa Goswami is trying to give some comparison. She has Gaura Vigraha. Vigraha means, like we say, Sri Vigraha. Vigraha means form. So Gaura means fair, like Gauranga. Pradipta means not only Deepta, but Pradipta. Very effulgent, golden complexion. And what kind of gold? It's a mixture of three kinds of gold. It's Tadit. Tadit means lightning gold. And Suvarna means molten gold. And Champaka means these beautiful yellow Champaka flowers. So you mix them all together, and it's something like her fair complexion is more effulgent than a combination of lightning, pure gold, and champak flowers. And mukha means face, like mukharavinda, mukha, or guru mukha padma vakya chitete kuriya aikir, right? Guru mukha. Mukha means from the guru's mukha, mouth of guru. Prabha means manifest, light, effulgent. Mukha prabha, frasta koti. Koti means millions, right? We say Ananta Koti Vaishnava Brinda. So Vaishnava Brinda. Brinda means group. Vaishnava Brinda. Ananta Koti. Ananta means unlimited. Unlimited millions and millions of obeisances to the Vaishnavas. So Parasta Koti. So our fair form. The splendor of her face defeats the glory of a million autumn moons. Sharad Endu Mandale. So Sharad, we say the full moon night of the Sharad season. Sharad means, you know, autumn season. The last Purnima, some days ago, maybe 8 days ago or so, that was the full moon night of the Sharad season. That was the famous night of Maharas dance. And we were discussing Indu means moonbeams. Then we have Induleka. Induleka is one of the Ashtasakis. And she always dresses in white. and she has a white kunch. And her kunch, everything is white. Here in Radha Kunj, she has one kunch, and the flowers are white, the trees are white, the grass is white, the fruits are white, the pathways are white, everything is white in Dulaika. So Sharadendu, the moon, the rays of the moon, Mandalay, the group, the whole mandal, the group, like mandala. Mukhaprabhak Rush, so her face defeats the glory of a million autumn moons. Koti Sharad. Koti Sharad. A million autumn moons, her face is more splendorous. Vichitra Chitra Sancharach Chakora Shavalochane. Chakora Lochan. Lochan means eyes. Padma Lochan, lotus eyes. So Chakora means there's two kinds of birds that you see often used in the Rasa Shastra. Or actually three kinds of birds. The Chakravaka bird, it's like a goose, it's a type of goose, so we say goose or geese. And then there's the this Chakora bird. Chakora, and the other one is Chataka, he only drinks the rainwater from a cloud. So these are all used in the imagery, because these are realities, these are special phenomena of this world. There is a type of bird, Chataka is like a sparrow, actually, what we call a sparrow. But Chataka, he's a bird that he doesn't drink water from a reservoir, he won't drink from a lake, or from a river, or from Yamuna, only when a rain cloud comes. So and he's very anxious, to see the rain cloud. So sometimes they say the eyes of the gopis are like Chataki, Chataki's female. The eyes of the gopis are like Chataki birds searching the sky for the meg cloud of Shamasundar, for the meg of Shamasundar to drench their hearts. Their hearts are dry and thirsty because they haven't had any rain, because they haven't seen Krishna for 5 minutes. So if they can't see Krishna for 5 minutes, their eyes are soaring in the sky, their eyes are flying in the sky like thirsty Chataki birds, looking for that monsoon cloud to drink the nectarine rains of Krishna's prema. So that's your Chataki. And the Chakora is another very special, transcendental Vrindavan bird. And Chakora, he lives on moonbeams. He's special, really special bird. That's like we hear of some yogis, they're called breatharians. They've mastered the art of pranayama. They live in Himalayas, in the forest, deep forests, you never see them. But they only breathe and drink water. They don't, hardly they drink water much, because there's water in the air. So they just breathe. Everyone's breathing, but they just do pranayama, and then they live for 100, 300, 500 years, so many years, and they don't eat any food, and they have pretty extraordinary personalities. So they live, so some human beings can live on air. So these particular birds, they live on moonbeams, Chakora. So there's a lot of imagery like that. The eyes are like Chakora, drinking the moon-like face of Krishna Chandra, like that. So you have to know about these birds, so then you know why they say, why is it Chakora Shavalochane? So Radha's restless eyes, Chakora Lochan, move to and fro like young Chakora birds, and thus they make astonishing expressions from moment to moment. Vichitra Chitra Sanchara means moment, astonishing. Vichitra means astonishing, wonderful. So, because the Chakora bird, he has to find a cloud. So he's like, where's the cloud? There. He's like, he's looking everywhere, flying, he's looking for the moonbeams, Chakora. So her eyes are restless like that. He's always trying to find the moonbeams. Madon Madati. Madon means madness. Unmad. There's three words there. Madon and Unmad. Unmad Ati Yogane. So she's madly intoxicated by her yogan, her youth. And you see that, if you can remember when you were young. Youth is a type of intoxication. You know intoxication? You know what intoxication means? You know, get drunk or too much, get intoxicated. So youth is like that when you're 16 or 17 or 18, you think, oh, I'm so beautiful, I'm so handsome, I'm so strong, I have such beautiful hair, and such everything beautiful. But then that intoxication, it really intoxicates the living entity. It's a universal intoxication, the intoxication of youth. So Radharani is ever youthful. She never gets older than 15. In fact, she's about 14 years, 9 months, 2 weeks, whatever it is. And Krishna's about 15, 1 year older. So she's always that age. But of course she's 14, but that doesn't mean she's 14 like when you were 14. Not some little, you know, runty, skinny little thing, you know. She, when she is 14, she's like fully mature woman. Because it's explained in Padma Purana that very mature individuals, or you can say, not mature, but exalted individuals, they mature at a rate 1.5 times the ordinary person. So, for example, when they say, oh, Krishna was only 8 years old in the Rasa dance. So 8 years old means 8 plus 1.5. So 8 is 1, and then 4 and 5. So he was not 8 years old, but he had a maturity of 13, 14, like 15, Naviyogana. Because 8 years old, he is 8 years old. He was 8 years old. He's 12, and a little more, 13. 14, maybe like 15. So, but they're fully grown up. They're not going to grow anymore. And as you hear, as the verses go on, Radharani's not some little, puny little 14-year-old girl. You'll hear how beautiful and how opulent and how robust she actually is. So she's intoxicated with her youth, eternal youth. Pramod mana mundate. Pramod, she delights. Pramod means great happiness. Pramod. Pramod. Man, she loves to show mood of jealous pouting. She's adorned with a great delight, mundate. Priya anuraga ranjate, priya anurag, the second line. Priya means her dear beloved. Anurag means one level of prema. There's 7 different levels of prema. In anurag, there's rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So it's a fourth level of prema. Prema has many divisions and characteristics of each division. There's sneha, there's pranaya, there's man, sneha, pranaya, man, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, like that. So this anurag, ranjate, she's ranja means color. But she's dyed with this, she's colored with an intense anurag, and the color of anurag is deep red, very deep red. That is the color of this type of prema. Kalavilas pandite, she's a great pundit. And Kala Vilas. Kala means all the arts, and Vilas means pastimes. But specifically, Kala means the pastimes of love. She's a pundit. She's a very learned pundit. She's very expert and learned in pastimes of love. Ananya Danya Kunjarajya. Kunjaraj. Kamakili Kovade. Kovade means expert. Kamakili means, Kili means pastimes or pleasures. She's very expert in these pastimes, intimate pastimes with Krishna. And she is she's the most learned in designing love sports within the matchless, opulent kingdom of glorious forest groves. So Kunja means forest groves, and Raja means the kingdom. And Danya means opulent, like Dhani, Dhaniwala. Ananya means unlimited. So she makes Ananya unlimited, Danya opulent arrangements in the kingdom of Kunja Rajya, like we say Ram Rajya. Like when we went to see Hanuman, we said Ram Rajya Ki Jai. So Kunja Rajya Ki Jai. Yeah. So everyone, they want to establish the kingdom of Ram. They want Ram Rajya, but we want Kunja Rajya. So Ram Bhakti says, yeah, it's just these politicians are so bad, they're all cheaters and corrupted, you know, prime ministers are caught cheating, this, that, he had to step down, and this government's thrown out, and this government, they're all thrown out, they're all no good. Everyone knows it, you know, that the government's no good. So they want to establish Ram Rajya, you know, the kingdom of Ram. Ram Raja. Everyone prospers, everyone peaceful, everyone happy, and benefits for everyone. So we don't care about that. We're not into establishing any kingdoms, but the Kunja Raja. Radha Kunja Raja Ki Jai. Yeah. We want to establish her kingdom, and we want to live in that kingdom of forest grows Vrindavan, Raja Kunjas. Shivadhe. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Kada karishyasiha mam. Shower karishyasiha, shower upon me, mam. Kripa, mercy, kataksha. Like you say, Akshu. Akshu means eyes. Katha means the side, corner glance. Asheshahava bhava dira hira hara bhushite. Bhusha, sarubhushana. Bhushan means ornaments. And hirahara, hirahara, hira means diamond. Like we have hira jewelers in Loi Bazaar, diamond wallas, hirahara. So dhira means sober, very sober, dhira, dhira. Bhava means emotional ornaments. So she's decorated with a diamond necklace of feminine charms, like amorous gestures, ecstatic moods, and gentle manners. Dhira, she's very gentle. And Ashesha, it means unlimited. It says amorous mood, gestures. So this word, bhava bhava, means that. Bhava means ecstatic moods, but hava. Hava, in Ujjvala Nilamani, Rupa Goswami explains different transformations of a lover when she first meets her beloved. So upon seeing the beloved, when Radharani sees Krishna, she's overwhelmed with desire to enjoy with him. And so her heart is palpitating with great speed. It's beating very hard. And when Krishna starts looking at her, her lips start quivering. They start quivering, you know? They start moving, speaking their own language. They start speaking their own language. But it's no words are coming out, but language is coming out. Communication is coming out. So, and Krishna's looking at her eyes, but the top part of his eye is looking at Radharani's eyes. The bottom part of his eye is looking at her lips. Because there's a science called body language. And the psychologists around the world, they write many books about it, and they study it. What body language means, how you sit means how you feel about someone, the way you sit like this, or like this, and all different things it means. So this is called hava. Hava means when the lips start to, due to amorous agitation within the heart, the lips start to quiver on their own. And so this is called amorous gestures. So she's decorated with these type of ornaments. These are the ornaments of Radharani, the Sarubhushana. Generally they say, Tatikshva Krunika Surida Savidehanam. These are the ornaments of a sadhu. Jata Shatru Shatrava Sarva Sarubhushana. But a sadhu, it says in third canto, Kapila Muni, he gives the definition of a sadhu, Sarubhushana. These are his ornaments. Tatikshva. He's very tolerant. Kurunika, he's very merciful. Suridam Sarvadehanam, he's a friend to everybody. Like we said downstairs, we're talking about the Surya. So he's a friend of everybody. See, now, to be a friend of everybody means to be a friend of everybody. That means that the sadhu is a friend of all the human beings, and he's a friend of anyone who has a body. Deha. Deha means body. So he's a friend of the animals, he's a friend of the birds, he's a friend of the harina. Like we saw that deer at Radhadamodar. The deer was coming, we were having kirtan, the deer started walking over once, this, you know, lick on this Radhachar, and the ears were going, trying to hear the kirtan. So number seven, we said that. Prabhuta Shatta Kumbha Kumbha Kumbhi Kumbha Shishtani. So you heard of Kumbha Mela? Kumbha Mela, no? Mohini's Kumbh? Mohini Murti? Well, she had a nectar pot from the Kheer Sagar. They produced this Mohini Murti came out. It was a pot of nectar. So that's Kumbha Mela. So Mohini Murti, she had that kumbh, and then the asuras, they became lusty for the nectar and lusty for her too. So they were like totally bewildered. And then they went to grab her and grab the nectar, and then the pot dropped. She spilled, and some nectar came out. And then that particular nakshatra, particular star combination, that nectar fell, and it fell in four places. What are those four places?
Nasik.
Haridwar.
Haridwar.
Prayag.
Prayag. So these are the four places where they have Kumbha Mela. So that nectar is coming from the pot, fell from the nectar pot, and you go there at Kumbha time. I think this... next year is Kumbha Mela in Hardwar. There's a big Kumbh over there in Hardwar. So Radharani this is describing her, this is her, the shape of her breasts are like a water pot, the kumbha, like the big kumbha. And there's so much nectar being poured from those breasts also. You see that the great liberated sannyasis and vairagis, they write poetry, and they write poem after poem glorifying Radharani's breasts, which is something, you know, usually this, because they say, the Shankaracharya, he warns the Mayavadi sannyasis. He writes some verses, and he says, "My dear renunciates," so any brahmacharis or sannyasis, "My dear renunciates, don't become possessed by the two lumps of flesh. Don't become possessed by the two lumps of flesh on a woman's breast." Because what happens is that Cupid's residing there. Cupid stands there on the top of the mountain of the Parvat. It's called Stanu Parvat. Stanu means breast, and Parvat means mountain. So Cupid stands there, and as soon as the man looks and becomes, and then Cupid says, "Oh, you like? You want to look to enjoy? Okay, I shoot you with arrow now." Bam. But he's standing there with his bow and arrow. He's standing on the top of the breast of a woman with his bow and arrow, waiting to shoot a man. "Oh, you like the look? Okay, bam, bam, bam." Then, oh my God, and then he can't forget. Then he becomes possessed. And then he just gets lost and controlled by woman. Shankaracharya knows the nature of the man's mind. And this is the Maya. So Maya, woman has so much Maya for the man, and the man has so much Maya for the woman also. So Shankara, he says, he warns you, don't become possessed by this. But we see that our line, liberated sages like Prabodhananda Saraswati, who wrote Radharasuta Nidhi, and Vishnu Chakravartipad, and so many, they write so many beautiful verses glorifying the breasts of Radharani. This is written by Rupa Goswami, so he's glorifying. So they're liberated, and yet they're glorifying Radharani's breasts. And actually, this is the very perfect kumbha, because from these kumbhas so much nectar comes. If you can be attached to the breasts of Radharani, the nectar of serving, ultimately breasts of Radharani means the form of Radharani, means her service, then you'll never be attracted to anything in this material world. So this is the real kumbha, kumbha mela. It's the real nectar is falling from her form. From every inch of Radharani's body there's unlimited amrit falling. And if you can catch that amrit at some fortunate time, then you'll never want to taste any poison of this world. So her breasts are plump like the purest golden water pots, or like the cranial globes of a young elephant. So this is an elephant has bumps on the top of his head. So it's Prabhuta Shata Kumbha. What's elephant? Elephant is Shata. I forget, because I don't have the word for meaning it. The cranial globes is Prabhuta Shata. That's the bumps of an elephant. Prabhuta Shata. Bumps of an elephant's head. So she's not some little girl. She's fully developed. See, only she's 14 years and some, but she's like, looks like, you know, 24, 20, you know. She's not some little kid. Like sometimes people paint Radha and Krishna, you know, and the Western artists, they paint like Radharani some little flat-chested, you know, girl, you know, with no breasts or something. It's not like that. No way. She's the perfect personification of beauty, of feminine beauty. She's the Venus de Milo. She's the, you know, the Ramboro. She's the Tilaka. She's the demigoddess of heaven. She's everything. She's very beautiful. Radha is like a swelling ocean of happiness, full of the soft pollen of her most glorious sweet smile. This is a really incredible analogy here. Sagare, this is line 3. Purna Sokhi Sagare. Purna means full or complete. Om Purnamada Purnamada. Sokhi means Sukh. Sokhi means happiness. Sukhudukha. Purna Sokhi Sagare. She's a full ocean of happiness. Sagar. We are stuck in the Bhavasagar. Bhavasagar. Bhavasagar means the ocean of material existence. Bhava. Not Bhava, but Bhava, sure day. Bhava. Bhavasagar. But she is Sokhisagar. She's Sokhisagar. She's an ocean of happiness. And Purna, completely full. Purna Sokhisagare. Prastamanda Hasya Churna. Churna means powder, right? Give me some Churna. Trifala Churna. Churna means powder, and hasya means smile, hasya ras. And manda means soft. Manda sumanda matayo. Manda yubhaju padhutari, right? And it means soft or lazy. So people in, are slow, means slow, soft, lazy. So people in Kali Yuga are manda sumanda. Manda sumanda, very lazy, very slow, very stupid. Sumanda. It's in Bhagavatam. Manda sumanda matayo. So manda means soft. Soft smile, the powder, and prashasta. Prashasta. She's the soft pollen of her most glorious, mild, sweet smile. Prashasta means glorious. When, oh when, will she shower her glance, of, sidelong glance upon me? Rinala vala valari taranga ranga dorlate. Valari means creeper. And Rinala. That's right. Taranga means waves. Bala taranga means waves of bala. Taranga means blade. Dorlate is arms. Radha's creeper thin arms rhythmically wave and flow like fresh young lotus stems in the ripples of a river. Bala Valari. The restless roving glance of Radha's deep blue eyes dances seductively like vine tips blowing in the breeze. So it's Lola Nila. Lola Nila Lochan. Nila Lochan. Avalokane. Avalokane means they move. They rest, they're waving in the breeze. They're moving like when the wind is blowing on the tree, there's a branch, and on the end of the branch there's leaves and there's little tips. As it says, it's vine tips, the tips of the vines. So the wind is blowing and they're moving like this, and the wind is blowing on the branches. So her eyes, Nila means blue, and Lochan means eyes. So blue eyes, she has blue eyes, and Avalokane, they're always moving. Latagra Lassi Lola. Lola means also moving like that. Lalan Milan Manogya. Manogya. Milan. Milan means to meet, as you know. Manogya means bewilderment. Mohan Ashrate. Ashrate, Ashrate means shelter. Guru Pada Shraya, take shelter in the lotus feet of Guru. Mohan means Krishna. He becomes Mugda. Mugda means that he's like a plaything, and Radharani, I mean, Krishna's like a play doll in Radharani's hands. He's just like a play doll. Everyone says he's an Ishvara, Krishna's Ishvara, but actually Radharani's Ishvari, controlling Ishvara. Her playful and alluring movements entice lovely meetings and fascinate Mohan himself to take refuge in her charms. Suvarna Mali Kanchita Chireka Kambu Kandake. Kanta. Kanta means neck. Kandake. Kambu. Kambu means conch. Chireka means three lines. Chireka Kambu Kandake. Kanta. We say Tosi Kanta. Kanti. So Kanta Gay. Kanta means neck. Her neck has three lines in it, like a conch shell. There's three lines, natural lines in the conch shell. Suvarna Mali Panchita. So she has a necklace, a mali, of Suvarna. She has a pure golden necklace on her neck. Panchita. Tri Sutra Mangali Guna Chiratna Dipidite. She has three strands. Tri Sutra. Sutra means strings or strands. Mangali. She shines in the splendorous auras of her three-stranded necklace. So she has a necklace which is woven with jasmine garlands, and then that necklace also has three ratna, three jewels, which are brilliantly shining. She ratna dita dita. Salola nila kuntala prasuna gucha gumpate. Salola nila kuntala. So kuntala. Kuntala means hair, tresses of hair. Nila means blue. Salola means, even sound the words. Salola means like Lola, like Dola, Hindola, Dola means swinging. So her hair is curly hair and so it's swinging back and forth. Salola Nila Kuntala, Prasuna Gucha Gumpate. Her luxuriant black tresses, artfully woven with clusters of flowers, flow in waves towards her heels. So Radharani's hair is very long, and it goes down to her knees. Her braid extends to her knees. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace. Nitamba Bimbalamba Mana Pushpamekala. Pushpamekala means she wears a Mekala means like a belt. A belt of flowers. Pushpamekala. Nitamba Bimbalamba Mana. Nitamba means her backside, rear portion. So Nitamba is a very nice word, Nitamba. Nitamba is very beautiful. Nitamba means the backside. Nitamba Bimbalambaman. So her rounded hips are decorated with a belt of flowers. She has just a beautiful flower belt. So that these are made by the mantris. The mantris weave these beautiful flower belts out of Kukula flowers or Malati, different flowers, and Radharani wears those as flower belts. Prashasta Ratna Kinkani. And then she's, Kinkani means ankle belts. Or no, that means waist belts. So Ratna means jewels. She also has jeweled waist belts decorated. Kalapa Madhya Manjule. Manju means very soft, very sweet, charming. Manju means charming. Like there's one Sakhi, her name is Manjulali. You know who Manjulali is? She's a Mandri. Know who she is in Gaur Leela? So Manjulali is Loknath Goswami. So Manjulali. She's Manjulali. She's a Lali, and she's Manju. Manju means she's very charming, very charming. So this is Madhya. Madhya means middle. Like you have Madhya Leela, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Anti Leela. So Madhya means the middle. So the middle means the belly. Radharani's name is very Madhya Manjule. Very charmingly thin waist. It's decorated by groups of super excellent tiny tinkling jewel bells. Prashasta Ratna Kinkani Kalap. Karinder Shunda Dandika. Karinder means king of the elephants, and Shunda means trunk, or Dandika means his trunk. And her Varoha. Varoha means her thighs. Varoha Sobogorike. Her thighs, they taper. They're taper means they're big and then they become small by the knee. They're like the trunk of an elephant, the king of elephants. Oh, when will she shower upon me sidelong glance of overflowing grace? See, this is a meditation on the form of Srimati Radharani, and also on the qualities of Srimati Radharani and pastimes of Srimati Radharani. So that's why it's the Shruti fall of this verse is that if one goes into Radha Kunda and he chants a shloka 100 times up to his waist or chest, or whatever, 108 times they say it, Radha Kunda. And then what will happen is the Radharani, by her grace, you'll get darshan. You get her darshan. And then by her grace, you get Shams darshan. So you'll see like this. You'll see all these beautiful features that are being described. And then that's the first installment of the mercy of this prayer. And then the prayer goes on to say that the fruit of this prayer is that all your desires will be fulfilled. All your spiritual desires. So if you have spiritual desires to enter the pastimes for serving Radharani and Krishna, that will also happen. So that's why Radharani's hair is described, her arms are described, her legs, her belly, all the beautiful parts of her body are described. So because as you're reading this, actually what happens when you're chanting this prayer 100 times is that eventually each shloka starts, and individually each shloka becomes manifest. You see each shloka as you're chanting. That's the first installment of the fall. The fall from this prayer is that each shloka reveals itself while you're chanting it. And then after you've completed it, if you have sufficient faith and sukriti, then you will have the full darshan of Radharani. Aneka mantra nara mantra nuparavrava skalat. Nara mantra, aneka. Aneka means means various. Aneka, like nana, means various mantras. The sound, nada means sound. Manju, there again you have that word. Manju. Nupura. Nupura means ankle bells. Ravaskala. Radharani's most captivating ankle bells are resounding like various Vedic mantras as he walks. They also possess the super excellence of resembling the warbling of a flock of swans. So now we've described Rupa Goswami's glorified Radharani's belly, very thin and has a beautiful flower belt around it, and a golden kinkini waist belts. Now we go down her body, her transcendental form to her thighs. Now we're at her ankles. We're at her Radharani's ankles. So her beautiful ankles are described here. And they're surrounded by Nupura, Manju Nupura. We say, Aneka Mantra Nada Manju. Mantra Nada Manju. So the soft sounds of various Vedic mantras are resounding there. Now, how do these ankle bells sound? And it's said by the kirtan leaders that when you're playing kartals, the kartals should sound like they blend, like the harmonious blend of Radharani's bangles, her kinkini, and her nupura. It should be like a harmonious blend of Radharani's bangles, her waist belts, and her ankle belts. Number 9, Prashasta Ratna Kinkini. Kinkini means waist belt with bells on it. You know, you see like these Rajasthani women and sometimes they wear it hanging low on their hips or something. But the gopis dress like that. But not just some cheap silver or white metal or something like that. You see those ladies wear. It's like solid gold. That's what it says. It says, Prashasta Ratna Kinkini, jewel. Emeralds, diamonds, all kinds of beautiful jewels. Samaj Araja Hamsa Vamsha. So Samaj, like we say, Vaishnav Samaj, or Sakhi Samaj, this term is used. Sakhi Samaj means the group, the assembly. The Haridas Samaj, or all these terms. Samaj means the assembly. Samaj, Raja Hamsa. Raja Hamsa means the king of swans. Vamsha means sounds, like Vamshi. Vamshi means sounds. So our ankle bells, they sound like the best warbling, or the best singing of the king of swans, Raja Hamsa. Vilola Hema Valerie. This word is everywhere. Vilola. Vilola, lola, 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 lola. So Vilola means lola. 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 It means swinging, like lola. Hindola means swing, or dola. Radhe Radhe Bolo, Vrindavan means holo. That's the word we'll do, dolo. If you want to swing in Vrindavan, want to move in Vrindavan, then you have to say Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna. No Radhe Radhe. Hey, this Prabhupada said no Radhe Radhe. Really, I saw what Prabhupada said Radhe Radhe. I'll show you the quotes in Vrindavan. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
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 Radhe Radhe Radhe. To shame the swaying dance of golden creepers. Hema Valerie. Hema means golden. Valerie means creepers. Vilola means swinging creepers. Lata. Around the Padambi Charu. Charu means very beautiful, elegant. Charu. Bhakti Charu. of the Charu. Charu means elegant, very elegant. And he's quite an elegant man also. He has a certain, he's very elegant the way he moves. So it's a good name, Bhakti Charu. He's full of devotion and Charu. Charu also means beautiful also, Charu. Chankrame is, I don't know what Chankrame is, maybe Vedic mantras. So when will she shower upon me and glance? Ananta Koti Vishnu Lok Namma Padma Jarchate. So Ananta, unlimited Koti, millions of unlimited Vishnu Lokas. She's offered respect, Namra, like Namaste, Namra. She's offered Padma Jarchate, Padmaja. That means Brahma. He's born from the Padmas. Himadrija. Ja means born from the Himadra. Himalayas, that means Parvati. Palomaja, that means born from Paloma. Paloma Rishi's wife, I mean daughter's name was Shachi. And Shachi was caught by Indra. Then Virinchija. Virinchija means Saraswati, Brahma's wife. Maya Prade, we can say Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prema Pradayate. That Mahaprabhu, he bestows Prema, Krishna Prema Pradaya. So she's Pradaya, Vara. Vara means benedictions. Vara Pradaya. She bestows benedictions. We said before, her upraised hand. Varavaya. Varavaya Spuratkare. Varavaya Spuratkare. Her Kara gives benedictions to anyone. So now it gets more specific. Rupa says, she has the power to give blessings to Brahma, and she's bowed down to. Namra means to bow down. Srimati Radhika is humbly bowed down to by all the Lord Brahmas. All the Lord Brahmas in countless universes created by Lord Vishnu. Koti, Vishnu Lok, Koti Vishnu Lok. Vishnu, Mahavishnu creates so many planets. So, and then she's the bestower of boons upon Parvati, Shachi, and Saraswati. So everyone's worshipping Durga, and they're worshipping Shachi, or they're worshipping Saraswati, but they get all their power from Radharani. She's the Adi Shakti. She's the original Shakti, Sarva Shakti Mayi. She's the source of all power. She's the Durga Ma. She's the Shakti Ma. She's the Adi Shakti Ma. So Vara Pradesh, she gives benedictions to all of them. So why worship them? Why worship Saraswati? Why worship Palomaja? Why worship Parvati or Durga? Worship Radharani? She's blessing them, so why do we have to bother anyone else? Not necessary. Apar is not only that, not only does she give benediction with her upraised hand, but just with the glow of her toenails. Apara Siddhi Briddhi Digda Sat Padangali Kade Pada Angali. Pada means feet, and Angali means the end of the feet. Angali means attachments to your pada, means your toes. Pada Angali, Padangali. And then it says, what else? Nake means nails, right? Namaste, Narasimha. What's that? Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam. Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam. Adbhuta Naka. His nails are adbhuta. Adbhuta means astonishing, wonderful. It's astonishing. He has naka. He has nails that are like thunderbolts, but his hands are like lotus petals. This is Lord Nrisimhadev. So naka means nails. So the nails of her padangali, the nail, her toenails. Apara Siddhi means unlimited mystic perfections. Radharani's toenails glow with the radiance of boundless mystic perfections and opulent prosperities. Briddhi Digna. So just her toenails are full of mystic cities. Anima City, Lagima City, Prakti City, Prakamya City, all the different cities are there. And they're just part of the glowing of her toenails. Kadakrishisiyamam kripa katakshvajana. When will she shower upon me a sidelong glance of mercy? Makeshwari Kriyeshwari Sureshwari Sureshwari Triveda Bharati Shri Pramana Shashaneshwari. That's a morning melody. The morning time, so many people sing like that. Makeshwari Kriyeshwari Sureshwari Sureshwari. You must have heard like that. That's a common one here. Veda Bharati Shri Pramana Shashaneshwari Prameshwari Shrameshwari Pramoda Karaneshwari Jeshwari Bhujari Te Shivari Ke Kamostate Munindra Vrinda Mandate Jiloka Shokahari Prasana Bhakta Pankta Jaina Kunja Bhuvilasani Vrjana Bandhu Nandani Vrjana Sunna Sangate Kada Krishna Siyamam Kipaka Daksha Bhajanam Ashoka Vriksha Valari Like that. Well, that's the morning melody. So Makeshwari, she's Makan. She likes Makan. She's the Ishwarya Makan. Because without Makan, you can't do sacrifice. So Makeshwari, she's the queen of sacrifices. Kriyeshwari, she's the queen of Kriya, means purifying activities. Kriya means purity. So she's the queen of all pious activities. Swad, Swadeshwari, and Sureshwari. She is the goddess of all that is natural and spontaneous. Triveda Bharati. Bharati means learned. You hear Bharati, like Bharati Maharaj, and meet different sannyasis. Bharati Maharaj is Bharati. Who is Bharati? Who's the famous Bharati that we know?
Kesha
Bharati. He's the sannyas guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bharati means learned. Because of all the Bharati, she's the Ishwari. She's the queen of all the Bharatis. And what? And learned in what? Triveda. She's learned it in the three Vedas. Praman. Praman means law. The Praman. Shastra Praman. She's the goddess of the enforcement. Shashan. Shashan Ishwari means Shashana means enforcement. She enforces the Praman. She's the goddess of the enforcement of universal law. Rameshwari. She's the goddess of Rama. Rama means goddess of fortune. She's the queen of all the goddesses of fortune. Shameshwari, she's the queen of forgiveness. She's very forgiving. And Pramod, very happy, pleasurable. Kanan. Kanan means forest, Nanda Kanan. Ishwari, she's the queen of the pleasure forest.